And then it welcomes me, welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive little ones in the name of a disciple. Truly, I tell you, none of these will lose the reward. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. All right, so like I said, my our theme today is about welcoming, and I'm going to do a short message, and then we're going to do something creative together. So I'll try and keep it short. You might have wondered why we have this ugly t-shirt hanging here. So I decided the title of my message today would be, If You Want a Friend, Be a Friend, or The Story of the Ugly T-Shirt. And I really wish my mom was here this morning. She couldn't be here, but this is a story of family lore that goes back over 40 years. And I'm sure all of you have these kinds of stories in your family where you like to tease each other about them. So I wish she was here so that we could tease her more. But next week, right? You'll bring it over to next week. So this story starts when I was about 7 years old, 7 or 8 years old, and we moved from the place that I had always known growing up, very small town, very small school, and we moved to another town. And there was a lot of upheaval in this move. It wasn't, you know, a great move, but as a small child, it was tough because I was starting over in a brand new community where I knew no one. I had no connection to the school. I didn't have any friends there. I was a quiet, shy kid, believe it or not. And I had a really hard time breaking into the social group there of grade three. And that's tough for any age, but I think when you're young and you're shy and quiet, it's quite tough. So, you know, I would have, well, as many of you know, I'm a very sensitive person. I would have many after school or evening moments of tears and frustration at home because I wasn't making friends, I didn't know people, and I was very lonely. So my poor mom, in the 80s, this was in the 80s, where those vinyl, the t-shirts with the vinyl appliques on them, and then you got your name on the back, got me this ugly t-shirt. So my brother got a cool one, of course, but mine was a basket of kitties, and it said, if you want a friend, be a friend. Well, I don't know why I wasn't a very light-hearted kid about this kind of thing, and I just thought it was awful. But of course, my mom bought it for me, so I had to wear it because I was not going to be, you know, cranky about it. So I had this stupid t-shirt that I hated. I didn't have any friends. It was ugly, and I didn't want to wear it to school, but I wore it. And for years since, I have always teased her about this t-shirt. Like, why would you get me this t-shirt? Made me stand out like a sore thumb, you know, when I'm already feeling like I don't fit in. So last year for Christmas, I got her the t-shirt. Except I made the kitties picture a little cuter. I got it custom made for her, and I thought it was payback. So I wish she was here today to wear the t-shirt for you, but I'll make her wear it next week. So that's the story of the ugly t-shirt. And because this is a time in our church life right now where we're starting a big new beginning with a new minister. And we're also coming up to the start of a new school year where we may have new people coming to our congregation, especially kids, potentially. We're going to be welcoming. And we need to be able to know, to figure out how to be as welcoming as we possibly can. I think something that I've learned about myself and about other people in situations where I'm the one who's familiar with the place and someone else is coming in, that I need to make a concerted effort, a real effort to reach out, to be as open as I can be, as curious and as brave and as welcoming as I possibly can be. Because if I hold back and wait for that person to make the first step, it's not really fair. And it's hard because they're the one in the brand new situation. So that's why I wanted to talk about this theme today a little bit. There's a whole lot of, there's a whole lot of moments in the scriptures and in Bible stories about welcoming strangers and welcoming new people. I'm wondering if any of you can think of some examples. I just want you to shout them out or raise your hand. I can think of a whole bunch, but I want to hear what you guys come up with. Ruth. Yeah. Yes, yes. And she was a stranger coming back, coming into this land. Yeah, good one. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, a person in trouble, not who didn't fit in with the culture, and then someone reached out and helped them. Yeah. Any others you can think of? Not necessarily a story, but a quote. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah. So new people in our congregation or in our choir, in our groups. Yeah, that's a great example, Kim. Thank you. Who is that? Sorry? Lot. Yeah, welcoming strangers. Yeah, thank you. And then there's also Abraham and Sarah welcoming the three visitors to their home. When Sarah was told she'd have a child. I was also thinking of that passage that says, I wrote it down here. It says, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it." Another one that I found, which I thought was hilarious, and I really like it. It says, this is from 1 Peter, "For hospitality to one another without grumbling." Suck it up. There's the parable of the prodigal son, where the father welcomes him back with open arms, throws him a feast. Lots of examples in the epistles from Paul and other writers that say, welcome people who come to spread the gospel and make them at home. Matthew 25, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me." And then another, the last example I'll share is the example of Mary and Martha welcoming Jesus into their home. And this one I always think about, especially, I'll use my mom as an example again. Some of us are Marys, some of us are Marthas. Can you guess who is who in our pairing? So the Mary sits and listens to Jesus, and the Martha does. But both are really important in welcoming people and making them feel at home in a place. So this is our mission today, is to think about ways that we can welcome Marco, our new minister. And I wanted us to to make him something that we can put up in his office that will show how happy we are that he's going to be here with us and excited we are to get to know him, and give us the chance to be bold and brave and curious about him. So I've put out some sheets.